Today's audiocast for Monday, January 8th, 2007 from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news resource, is brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. Mooney is formally laying claim to the title of fastest piston single with the final certification late last week of its acclaimed speedster. The aircraft, which was introduced at Sun & Fun last April, sports twin intercooled turbochargers on its 280-horsepower Continental engine. The airplane can hit 237 knots while cruising at its 25,000-foot service ceiling. Next fastest is the Columbia 400, which is only 2 knots slower with a variant of the acclaimed engine. The Columbia model previously held the fastest title for several years. Mooney says the Acclaim will hold 200 knots at 10,000 feet and go as far as 1,600 nautical miles with optional long-range tanks. It comes with a G1000 package and is also available with a factory-certified system for flight into known icing. Thanks in part to Diamond Aircraft's willingness to take a chance that diesel engines will take hold in the United States, Tielert AG is undergoing a major expansion and enhancing its product line after record sales and profits in 2006. Diamond uses the 1.7-liter Centurion engines in its twin-engine DA-42 and in a version of its DA-40 single, and sales have been brisk. Tielert says it has also secured a second major aircraft manufacturer to supply engines for factory installation and has some minor original equipment manufacturers interested. The long legs of the diesels have not gone unnoticed in military circles, and Tielert is the sole engine supplier to General Atomics for a new surveillance drone for the U.S. Army. The company was founded on the fuel-sipping appeal of its Mercedes-based 1.7-liter, 135-horsepower inline-4, but this engine will be replaced by a more robust 2.0-liter mill designed to meet the requirements of the U.S. market. Despite its larger displacement, the new engine puts out the same 135-horsepower as its predecessor. While there may be nothing unusual about a 15-year-old spending the holidays working on an airplane kit, Rusty McCullough plans to do more than hang this one from his bedroom ceiling. Just before Christmas, McCullough, who lives in California, received the empennage of an RV-7A he's now building at the local airport. The only help he's getting from adults is a lift to and from the airport, as well as some carefully selected Christmas presents in the form of some tools that he needs. He grew up flying with his mother and grandmother and has already soloed a glider, and he plans to continue his glider training and get his private certificate when he's old enough. McCullough already has plans for the RV-7A. He intends to have it finished by the time he starts college so he can use it to come home on weekends. More of our aviation audio news from AvWeb after this message from Bose.
The Bose Aviation Headset 10. For 5 years, the number one choice in Professional Pilot Magazine survey. Enjoy an unmatched combination of comfortable fit, noise reduction, and clearer audio with 50% less clamping force than most conventional ANR headsets. Learn more at Bose.com/headset. Fly with the Aviation Headset 10 for 30 days risk-free. Order now and receive free shipping and learn about the convenient payment plan. Visit Bose.com/headset.
Arrival Avionics Company is offering some solace for customers of Direct 2 Avionics who may have been left hanging by the company's abrupt closure late last month. OP Technologies of Beaverton, Oregon is offering a $1,000 credit toward the purchase of one of its EFA systems to D2A customers who have been financially affected by the closure. The systems have to be purchased by January 31, 2007. D2A was the exclusive dealer for Chelton EFA systems for experimental aircraft. A notice that replaces D2A's homepage confirms the company closed its doors December 22nd and says it's working to settle any outstanding accounts with customers. It also asks anyone with questions to call Chelton, which is now looking after all the D2A customer inquiries. Alan Rigby, who in 1945 shot down 4 German aircraft in 25 minutes, will soon join the Utah Aviation Hall of Fame at the Hill Aerospace Museum. Rigby and fellow World War II fighter pilots found themselves on the runway at their base in Belgium when it was attacked by more than 50 German fighters, part of a coordinated attack aimed at 16 Allied bases. Over Rigby's base that day, 11 American P-51s downed 23 German aircraft without losing one of their own in a battle that has become known as the Legend of Y-29.
Rigby's tour included more than 70 combat missions over Europe. He held the Silver Star, served in the Air National Guard, served 3 years active duty in Korea, and spent 25 years with the FAA as an air traffic controller and supervisor at Salt Lake International Airport. Now you get the latest general aviation news from AvWeb as it happens at AvWeb.com. Or you can sign up for our news feed and have the most recent headlines pushed directly to your RSS-based news reader. Either way, you'll be able to read the same concise but comprehensive news stories you've come to expect from AvWeb. And check out the all-new AvWeb Flight Explorer Personal Edition, geared for private pilots and aviation enthusiasts alike. Comments on this audiocast welcome at audionews@avweb.com. This report was brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Visit bose.com/headset. Look for AvWeb's next audiocast on Friday, January 12th. I'm Mike Blakeney, and thanks for listening to AvWeb Audio.